Welcome back to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today we hear about a program in New York City that gives young people a chance to help others and learn what service means.
It's meant a lot because it changed the way I see life and how I see people.
Hurricane Sandy struck the eastern United States last October. The hurricane caused flooding and damage from high winds. More than 100 people died as a result of the storm. Today, some victims of Sandy are still having problems. However, there is an army of helpers that have joined the recovery effort. They are young people who are getting a second chance. June Sims has more.
Young people help clear a road damaged by Hurricane Sandy at Breezy Point, New York. When the work is finished, government vehicles will again be able to get to the coast to take care of wildlife. Other teenagers are preparing food packages for victims of Hurricane Sandy. These helpers are from New York City. They were found guilty of nonviolent crimes and are now on probation, a period of supervision instead of time in jail for former lawbreakers. The young people are receiving help from a nonprofit group called Youth Wrap. It helps teenage lawbreakers reject crime through community projects. Vincent Chiraldi is New York City's probation commissioner. He says the young people and the city get something valuable out of the program.
The more time they spend doing good, the less time they're going to spend doing bad, as far as we're concerned. So part of it is for them to turn their lives around, and part of it is to really do the work that New York City needs to recover from Sandy.
Not far away, Coney Island's Salt and Sea Mission is working with Youth Wrap. The group is giving other young offenders the chance to do something good. The mission takes care of individuals whose homes were destroyed.
Today we're giving out green beans, macaroni and cheese, diced tomatoes, applesauce, and a peanut butter.
The teenagers are paid up to $1,400 for the summer. But even more important is the responsibility and experience that these young people gain.
It meant a lot because it changed the way I see life and how I see people.
Pastor Debbie Santiago is the leader of the Salt and Sea Mission. She was once a drug dealer and bank robber. But now the city's probation department wants her to provide guidance to the young people.
They're helping this community, most of them. I mean, they're getting pleasure out of helping other people.
Hurricane Sandy recovery projects in New York City involve about 450 teens on probation. And many of them are on their way to a better life. I'm June Sims.
On August 21st, 1959, President Dwight Eisenhower signed an order admitting the islands of Hawaii as America's 50th state. The island chain is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, over 3,800 kilometers from the coast of California. Hawaii has a warm, tropical climate, unlike anything in the other 49 states. It also was once the home of one very famous American, President Barack Obama. We hope you enjoyed our show today. Listen again tomorrow For more stories about the United States and the world on As It Is.